From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama tangled with Republican lawmakers today over the best way to control spiraling health care costs. So far, there's been little agreement on a comprehensive overhaul. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Republicans repeated their call for the White House to scrap health care legislation that narrowly passed the House and Senate in favor of starting over with a clean sheet of paper. Mr. Obama defended the product of the year-long legislative process. He urged Republicans to put aside their talking points and focus instead on areas of common ground.
We might surprise ourselves and find out that we agree more than we disagree. And that would then help to dictate how we move forward. It may turn out, on the other hand, there's just too big of a gulf. And then we'll have to figure out how we proceed from there.
Democrats have not come out and said they'll use a budget maneuver to bypass a threatened Republican filibuster, but the president's plan was crafted in a way to preserve that possibility. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
According to a federal prosecutor, the three men accused of plotting a terror attack against targets in New York City last year were under the direction of Al-Qaeda. Two men already in custody were indicted today on new charges of participating with Al-Qaeda in a plot to detonate explosives in the New York City subway. Both entered not guilty pleas. Denver Airport shuttle driver Najibullah Zazi last week pleaded guilty in the case. Zazi is reported to be cooperating with authorities and is expected to agree to testify against other individuals. Commerce Department reports orders for durable goods shot up 3% last month. That's the biggest jump since last July. But as Daniel Carson explains, the spike was largely due to aircraft orders.
Aircraft orders soared a whopping 126% in January, largely because Boeing rolled out its new 787 Dreamliner plane. But Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, says these big-ticket orders skewed the overall durable goods numbers.
Take that out and orders fell. So it's a mixed bag. There's clearly some very good things going on, particularly in the aircraft sector. But the rest of the economy is taking a breath and a step back in January.
Excluding transportation, durable goods orders fell 0.6%. Analysts say when orders pick up, it indicates businesses are willing to spend money to invest in new equipment. January's report suggests they're still skittish about going on a spending spree. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Some lackluster weekly jobless numbers, along with concerns about soaring European debt levels, sent stocks lower today. Overseas markets started the tumble after the European Commission said that economic sentiment in the 16 nations that used the euro worsened this month. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 53 points to close at 10,321. The Nasdaq lost a point. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 2 points today. This is NPR. Pentagon officials are saying a Taliban commander wanted in connection with the 2006 bombing of the U.S. consulate in Karachi has been killed in a suspected CIA missile strike. According to intelligence officials, Mohammad Qari Zafar was among more than a dozen people killed in the missile attack earlier this week in the area of North Waziristan near the Afghan border. Local government officials have confirmed a missile strike in the area and also have confirmed the number of individuals killed. Thousands of travelers remain stranded in France, where air traffic controllers are in their third day of a strike. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports.
Workers decided to stay off the job for a third day after talks between unions and the French government yesterday failed to allay their opposition to plans to combine air traffic control functions among several countries. Employees fear the streamlining will lead to job cuts and were not satisfied with the government's offer to let them be involved in the negotiations on the new system. Today, only half of scheduled flights are taking off from Paris's Orly Airport, while 15% have been canceled at Charles de Gaulle. The French Civil Aviation Authority has advised airlines to slash their schedules, as the strike was originally envisioned to last through Saturday, and there's no sign it will be called off before then. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Trainers will apparently continue to work with a killer whale that grabbed a female trainer in Orlando yesterday, dragging her to her death. SeaWorld officials say they're in the process of reviewing exactly what happened, and as a result of suspended indefinitely killer whale shows both in Orlando and at the park's San Diego location. They say the whale will not be isolated from other whales at the park. Witnesses described a horrifying scene in which the trainer, 40-year-old Don Brancho, was grabbed by the whale and shaken violently. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.